Thank you so much. We have a division of labor, so my dear friend and colleague would introduce our working paper. Indeed, I wanted to share something about the working paper presented by the United States, and we are thankful to all the papers have been presented to this session. It is very important that we at least we know that where we are and how we should proceed. One of the points that we have a number of times we have mentioned is that this is a state-driven process. Of course, other relevant stakeholders are very much encouraged to participate in international cooperation. But finally, this is the final decision comes from the states, who would give the green light to proceed about the exports or not. So indeed, when I have studied this working paper, I have seen that everything has been referred to the just encouraged for the private sectors. Private sector is the portion that, of course, they're sharing in international cooperation, but mostly the decisions of the high importance and fundamentally important for the exports comes from the states. Even this, the private sector get the green light from the states. And without those green lights, it would not be an opportunity for them to export those items needed for recipient whatsoever or ask for certain items, equipment, material, technology to be transferred. So just I wanted to highlight this issue that we have to find the modalities between where the states have the full range of the options in order to extend its cooperation with the other states, and a range of options between the stakeholders, different stakeholders, between the private sectors and as well with the other state parties. We should not mix up things. There are state parties who cooperate, that's one category. Another category is the state parties with the stakeholders that might come to cooperate with regard to the exchange of equipment, material, technology for the peaceful purposes. So what we have not been convinced about this working paper is that very much relied on the private sector, which is not the case. In our, at least, we have had the experience that when we go to the private sectors, they refer to the State Department's decision or Treasury Department decisions. And mostly unilateral coercive measures comes from the state, not from the private sector. So that's something I wanted to share with the colleagues, that see that the obstacles are not as they are not willing. And sometimes, even if we are going to talk about the need to export, they say that go to the private sector, and then we come to the vicious circle, to go to the private sector say, I'm sorry that we are not in a position to get the license from the Treasury Department and or State Department. That is the case. So there should be a modality upon which state to state on the obligation of the Article 10 could facilitate the fullest possible exchange of equipment, material, technology. That's the point that I wanted to raise. Of course, when it comes to the concrete ideas, we would share with the dear colleagues. Again, we are thankful to the papers that have been presented to the whole session. Thank you.